is up, you guys? Welcome to Single and Worthy. Thank you so much for joining me. So, today I figured we would talk about how you can spend your single years wisely. Now, for a while, I struggled with how I should spend my single years. And I've known that God purposefully has me as a single during this time for a reason. Though the reason hasn't always been very clear, I'm now aware that there's a purpose. And for me, I don't want to waste this valuable time that God has given me. There's a quote I heard recently that says, "The days are long, but the years are short." And ladies, we just have a few short years of singleness. And then, if the Lord wills, we will be married for the rest of our lives. So if you're ready to hear some tactical tips on how you can spend your single years, go ahead and take a listen and let's dive right in. Alrighty, you guys, so jumping right on into things, we are going to start off with volunteering. Now, I know that can sound pretty basic, and you're probably thinking, Brianna, I could have figured that out on my own. But just hear me out. So when you invest your time into something or someone else, you begin to take the attention off of yourself. So rather than sitting at home, scrolling on your phone, looking at everyone's lives fall into place, you'll begin to be more content with spending time elsewhere on other people. So try places like the animal shelter or your Ronald McDonald House or your church or a food bank. Like, there's so many places that you could volunteer at that could use the extra help. So it just takes you being willing to step out and step into something else that is far greater than yourself. So number two is going to be mentorship. Now, this kind of corresponds with the first one, but in scripture, it tells us that we are to be examples and to teach those younger than us, and that can be found in Titus 2. Now, trust me, ladies, when I say you have eyes watching you, even if you don't realize it. Little girls are looking up to you and watching you, seeing how you act, how you carry yourself, how you present yourself, and so you have eyes just watching you all the time. And most of those girls would love to be friends with you and would love to get your advice. Most of them don't have a big sister that they could go to. So having somebody being willing to step up and be like, "Hey, I'm here for you if you ever need to talk," is just something that most girls really need. And you absolutely have more wisdom than you think. You've gone through some of the things that they've gone through. You've gone through the boy trouble. You've gone through the gossips, the drama, maybe even the bullying. So you have more wisdom than you think that you could offer to these girls. It just, again, takes you to step out and step into other people's lives. Now, number three would be to learn a new skill. Now, there may be something that you've been wanting to learn, but you haven't. Well, this is your time right now. You have no greater time to pick up a new skill than now. Maybe try baking, photography, sewing, boxing, learn a new language, literally anything. Technology is so awesome, being that we have so much information at our fingertips. With just the tap of a button, you can learn a new skill very quickly. So try giving that a shot. For me, I took up baking. I love to bake. It's something that I enjoy doing. So it's just a good time, a good way for me to pass time and to also serve others with giving them a sweet treat every now and then. And now, finally, number four, which is my favorite and I would honestly say the most important, grow in a deeper relationship with the Lord. There is so much that we do not know about the author of our life. Why wouldn't we want to grow in a deeper relationship with the creator of our love story? You know, we can often focus on the love story itself, forgetting the author is waiting there for us with a greater love that surpasses all understanding. Now, during this time, we can spend it on listening to sermons, reading our Bible, praying to God, really just growing closer to Him. And honestly, when you dive into a closer relationship with the Lord, your desires change. And it's because God is actually working through you and you're allowing him to change you from the inside out. Your priorities will change and you will begin to have a new outlook on things. I really encourage you to give that a shot and to try to set some time aside every day to just sit with your Bible and spend time with God. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, ladies. That is all for this morning, or afternoon, whenever you're listening to it. I'm so glad that y'all decided to listen in, and thank you so, so much for tuning into my first episode of Single and Worthy. I'm so excited to see where the Lord takes this. Even if he just impacts one heart, I will be so, so, so overjoyed, just because I know God is using this for his glory and his purpose. So, if you like what you heard, please feel free to share it on social media. I would absolutely love it. Go ahead and tag me. You can tag the Single and Worthy podcast, or you can tag me at BriannaWajardo08. Thank you so much for joining me, guys, and I hope to hear from y'all. And if y'all have any questions or any comments, feel free to message me on Instagram. Bye, guys.